day is upon us. The top stories of the day here in discussion mode. A few facts and figures. Speaking of figures, Richie's looking pretty good himself for Valentine's Day.
Thank you very
much. Got that? Excuse me. I won't speak for myself. Actually, I figured this out yesterday between the new exercise routine that I've been on with CrossFit and the fact that I've been sick for the last 2 weeks. I'm 10 pounds lighter than I was last year at this time.
Yeah, but that stuff doesn't last. The being sick, it comes right back.
No, well, and now that I'm working on this wonderful Hulk of mine, Richie, though, maybe you won't.
Yeah.
Huh? You're not impressed at all.
I'm trying to eat breakfast here.
I know, right? I understand. You're not my Valentine.
Let your Hulk out of this.
Yeah. All right, so it's Valentine's Day. Hello. Would we make love appropriately to some of our affiliates? How about we say hi to WSDE in Cobleskill? How do we do in Mid-State New York? How many states? We have, half a dozen stations or more now.
Oh, yeah.
In New York State. Very good area for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I want to say hi to the folks who are listening there. We travel around. Get new affiliates in Hawaii. Now we're all over. We can be heard all over the Hawaiian Islands now, which is very cool, being on the main island and then a couple of the other islands. I was talking to one of the program directors and station owners over in Kona, a very nice area. It's time for a field trip.
Hell with you, brother. I got a foot of snow outside. Let's do it tomorrow.
All right, so tell me about what you experienced yesterday in Washington, just for everybody's update. The latest on the snowstorm is that it's gone. It's up over Nova Scotia now, not without having impact. The worst was in the mid-south, south of where Richie is, in the Carolinas, Virginia, across Atlanta and into Georgia. In general, the top two-thirds of the state of Georgia affected dramatically. Power outages, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the government was shut down yesterday. We had to pay all those people for not working. Isn't that sweet?
Yep.
So what else is the
I'll tell you. They were calling for 4 to 9 inches, 5 to 10 inches. We got a foot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very clean because we got lucky. This thing started at 10 o'clock Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And ended at about, 11 a.m., 12 p.m. Thursday. Everybody stayed home. The government was closed. Schools were closed. People didn't go to work. Stores were closed. Everything was closed.
Yeah.
And the plows were able to get out there and
everything up.
Move everything up.
Yeah.
And it was nice and clean. This morning you go through, not only are the major roadways plowed, but they had the bulldozers go behind with dump trucks, and all the snow's gone.
Probably
off the main thoroughfares.
Probably bucket loaders.
Bucket loaders.
Bulldozers would wreck tar, but yeah.
Thank you.
Got it. But where do they take it? Where do they dump it?
That's what I was wondering on the way in. I saw they were going the other way when I was coming in. There was five or six bucket loaders and five or six dump trucks, and they're just loading it up. And I'm like, where do they dump this stuff?
They dump it on the rivers normally. Sometimes they pile it up in big lots. A vacant lot somewhere, and it just drains out. But more often than not, they dump it in the river.
Yeah, and they'd have to go to D.C., and I'm not sure D.C. would allow Virginia to keep bringing your stuff in and dump it. But anyway, bottom line is,
this,
it was a big storm. It was in and out. It's cleaned up.
Good.
Schools are closed today, but today's supposed to be 40 degrees, going to melt, and we'll be back to normal tomorrow.
All right, so that's the story.
Just time for another snowstorm.
Nationwide. No, I don't think the weather's supposed to improve greatly this week.
We're getting another one tonight, and then it's supposed to be in the 50s next week.
Yeah, I think you've seen the word. I'm going to go out on a limb here and suggest maybe one more storm. Remember what we've been talking about. Long-range forecasters said February would be brutal. We are only halfway through the month today, but I'm suggesting my psychic sense tells me that it's going to be fairly warm this next week. One more storm, and I think we're out of it. But meanwhile, there are lots of ramifications. One of the things that people are not thinking about, though, is the weather in other parts of the country. You know, we here in California, I made it back here just in time, late the night before last, having left about 7 hours before the snow started in Boston. But the essence of what's going on in California, especially Southern California, we have a drought here that is really bad. In fact, the president yesterday pledged help for Southern California. The federal government and FEMA, I don't know what they're going to do. I wonder if FEMA's got rainmakers. I can find some Native Americans who can go out and pound on a drum or something and get some rain?
How does the government help with a drought?
I don't know.
What do they do?
Well, money.
Money. Right.
Money,
so basically,
whomever.
Their form of help is my crops died because of the drought, and you're going to give me a check.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys could send your snow out here.
And that would be great. That's where those dump trucks could go.
Yeah.
Right. You know, can you see that? How many millions? 3,000 dump trucks go across the country. The only problem is the snow would melt before it got out of the state.
We know.
It's okay. We need water.
We know that there are countries making rain.
Mm-hmm.
I think I heard a story a few weeks ago. Chinese are.
Yeah, they are.
Where they're making rain.
Yep. Absolutely making rain.
I'm not a big fan of playing Mother Nature, but, you know, should we try it?
Why not? It's been done. Stranger things have happened, Richie. No question about that. So we've had bad weather in weird ways here in America. Boy, have they gotten clobbered in England. And we'll talk about the flooding with talk host James Whale, who's in England. We'll get to him in a few minutes here on Good Day, because there is really massive flooding. That's the big story, not only in England, but all over Northern Europe. So that's coming up. Meanwhile, listen to this. Have an opportunity for two good things to happen in the next 60 seconds. I want to tell you about both of them, put them together, and see what you do with this information. You've heard me talk about Heart Factors Plus and how the ingredients in Heart Factors Plus will boost the levels of blood pressure. They will. If you have good blood pressure, you want to maintain it, right? Say you're in your 40s and you know your blood pressure is 120 over 80, which is normal. All right, you want to keep it there. That's what Heart Factors Plus will do for you. Because of nitric oxide, this is sort of the new thing. Everybody's discovered how great this is for your cardiovascular health. And so with Health Factors Plus, you maintain healthy blood pressure levels and lots of other things. Blood gets to your brain, to your heart, all the muscles. Great, great, great. All right, so there's a special deal with Heart Factors Plus. Call 800-577-8560. That's 800-577-8560. And with your order of Heart Factors Plus, you're going to get a full order of PT9, which is the prostate food that is a great way for men to keep themselves asleep at night and your partner's happy as well. If you're not sleeping well because your prostate's not working well, you need PT9 to feed it and keep it healthy so you won't be getting up and endangering yourself later in life. So these two products are being offered together, two for the price of one. You can either order PT9 and get free Heart Factors Plus, or you can order Heart Factors Plus and get free PT9. That's the way it's going to work. 800-577-8560. Why would you take advantage? Most everybody, and certainly men, can use this product, both of these products, in fact. So get them both for the price of one right now from Chamonix. 800-577-8560. Again, mention Doug Steffen, and you'll get free expedited shipping. Heart Factors Plus and PT9 together now for the same price. 800-577-8560.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
This President's Day, Guitar Center wants you to feel like you have the power in your hands. Not the power to manage national affairs or change laws. I mean the cool kind of power, like the power of a Fender acoustic or an Ibanez electric guitar, $99 each. That's what I'm talking about. Plus hundreds of other deals, like a Harbinger PA system for just $169, or an NXL Vocal Mic or Fostex headphones, $19 each. Celebrate President's Day by feeling the power of the greatest feeling on earth. Only at Guitar Center. Now through Monday.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth.
Cold Snap is light and refreshing.
So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow.
It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here. Must be a Boston Mass. Take responsibility.
All right, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We'll get to James Whale in a few minutes. The situation in Europe is how would you best describe it? I guess tenuous is a good word for it. Here's something. Speaking of tenuous, you heard us several times this past week talk about Mackenzie Webbington. Remember Mackenzie Webbington, the 16-year-old girl from Texas who survived the skydiving fall? Remember?
She I don't remember
3,400 feet.
Wow.
She was doing skydiving with her father the first time out, and the parachute didn't open properly. So she basically crashed and lived. She went 3,500 feet, Richie, to the ground.
Was she?
Suffered damage to her liver, her spine, her ribs, her teeth. She has a broken pelvis. She suffered brain trauma.
Wow.
She's recovering at the Baylor Institute for Rehab in Dallas, and she spoke out for the first time yesterday, said she remembers everything about the jump, including how she tried various things to get her chute to open. She didn't remember anything after she crashed to the ground.
Was she by herself, or was she tethered to somebody?
She was not tethered, but she was with her father, but they were not together. So she was fulfilling a birthday wish going skydiving. It was January the 25th. But she says, I remember screaming, and then I blacked out. I don't remember anything after I hit the ground until about 3 or 4 days later. Can you imagine, though? Put yourself in her position. Just close your eyes and think about it. I almost went skydiving once. And there's something that's not natural about it, and I just don't. There's something about jumping out of a plane at 10,000 feet that's nuts.
I'd want to talk to the father. How do you go your first time and...
Yeah, and not be tethered, you mean, to somebody? I don't know enough about it to...
Usually when you go, you have to be... You have to be tethered to somebody.
You do.
Yeah.
What is that, a law, a rule? That's just common sense?
What is it?
Little of everything. Yeah. That's wild stuff. And just imagine yourself being there and imagine living. We're talking about 3/5 of a mile, folks. It's not like she just fell off out of a tree or something. It's 3,500 feet in the air. You don't put the landing gear down on the plane until you're at 2,500 feet.
Imagine the father's reaction when he was watching that whole thing.
Oof. 21 after on Good Day.
There's a bar in far Bombay. Come on and fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgeries, stress, frustration. But what if one day could end your suffering for good? Dental implants from ClearChoice can be your permanent solution. We bring your team of doctors and precise technology together in one place so you get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth in just one day. Call ClearChoice for your free consultation at 1-800-574-9997. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Dogs, as some would say, rain, rain, go away, come again another day. I don't know what other poems we know. There's a lot of songs about the rain. The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain. That's pretty good. That's platitudinal, huh? Laughing, chuckling in the background is my pal James Whale, who's a well-known talk radio and talk television personality in England, who is in the midst of... Well, I oftentimes when I get you on to talk about things that are going on in England, you sort of have a subdued way of overviewing the situation, because it's never as bad as it seems or as bad as the news media would have you believe. So I really want to get it straight from the horse's patouche or mouth or whatever part of your anatomy we're going to use here today. And,
okay, well, good morning, USA. Listen, it's raining. It's very windy. We've had hurricanes. We never get hurricanes. It's your fault, because our flipping weather comes from you. And here in the home of the Wellington Boot, we are up to our middles in water. It is pretty bad, I have to be honest with you. I'm pretty lucky where I am. I haven't been flooded. The chimney's come off, but we're okay. And I'm just sitting here, actually. I just got home from the radio station. I'm sitting here watching the news channel, and the Environment Agency has now issued another 17 severe flood warnings. The people who live at the west of London along the River Thames have been flooded more or less since Christmas, and there doesn't seem to be any let-up. It's not cold. It's pretty mild, 50 degrees Fahrenheit at the moment, but it is wet. I mean, we get a little respite. It's been sunny yesterday, but today the wind is blowing and the rain is coming down.
All right, so somebody said it was the worst weather in England since 1766. Prime Minister says that the troops are out to help those who are in need. We saw some video here on the various news channels of some people in Somerset whose homes were flooded. They were in boats getting their belongings, that kind of stuff. Is that isolated, or is that more of a widespread problem?
It's a widespread problem where it is, but obviously it's not across of the whole of the United Kingdom. We're having problems, of course, with railway lines and communications at the moment. But the Somerset Levels is a very low-lying area, and it's used to flooding, but it's used to the flooding going away. The same with the River Thames, but it has not stopped. And now we have so much water here, it's beginning to come up through the ground as well. But the problem is that the troops have only just got there. This extreme weather has been happening since Christmas, and it's only in the last couple of weeks that the government have actually taken notice of how severe this is. And it was only by the Prime Minister going to these areas last week that the troops were then brought in. So what the consensus of feeling is, if you listen to the radio programs and look at the TV at the moment, the consensus is that we're really good at working in problems in other parts of the world and sending money and troops and everything else. But when the disaster strikes this country, we sit back and say, hang on, I think that's a little bit worse than we thought, old chap, isn't it? Yes, I think it is. We better send somebody over there.
As typical British understatement in a manner of speaking. All right, so basically it is sort of as it's being reported, and the government, like our government here, everybody waits for the government to do something instead of figuring it out on their own. Maybe this is going to make some men out of some boys and women out of some girls. But in general, England will survive, James. You'll still be there tomorrow and the day after and the day after and the day after that, which is refreshing. All right, thank you for the report. James Whale, well-known talk radio personality in England, here on the weather there.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Have you ever seen your cat sitting on your bed, sofa, or other soft area, alternately lifting one front paw, then the other, over and over again? This ritual may go on for minutes at times, and Kitty may appear to be in a trance, staring at nothing in particular. Have you ever wondered what Kitty is doing, marking your place but absolutely going nowhere? This behavior is called kneading or trampling and is actually rooted in your cat's kittenhood. Kittens kneed on the mama cat's belly as part of the nursing process. Kneading serves to alert mama that the baby is hungry and actually helps stimulate the milk production. Very often when I'm lying in bed and my cat's around, they'll come over and knead on my chest. They're not getting any milk, but at the bottom line is they are feeling more secure and less stressed out. It takes them back to the earlier days when they were with their litter mates and mom was there and they were able to knead on mom to get that food. So the next time the cat's kneading on your chest, I know it hurts, don't shim away. Give him a pat on the head. Tell him you love him, and I promise you he'll outgrow it in no time at all. Maybe. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Love yourself. Part of the discussion here, as it is Valentine's Day. Not enough people are working at that. I don't think enough people are talking about that. So let's spend some time talking about it. Other things are happening in the world, and we'll bring you up to date on some of, I suppose maybe we ought to spend a minute talking about the controversy that developed this week, whether this is, you guys know more about this than do I, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, the ladies are off today, Jennifer back on Monday, Roberta's had to take a trip down to New Orleans again. So let's bring ourselves around to talking about all of the discussion on sports talk radio about the NFL prospect who is gay, apparently Michael Sam, who is now... Is he in the NFL or
no,
is he just
he's a college
draft?
Player is going to be eligible for the draft, this coming draft.
Okay. So what's the big deal here? What's the story? Why is everybody worried
he's
about this
first.
Guy? It's what?
He's the first pro athlete.
The first openly gay
NFL player. And while he's playing and the first pro athlete, Jason Collins in the NBA, came out last season, but he wasn't playing with anybody and didn't get picked up, so he wasn't actually active player. So he will be the first actively or open gay player in the NFL and in sports.
And he decided to come. He decided to come out before the draft because he figured this news was going to come out eventually, and he didn't want to. He didn't want the team to feel like they were being surprised with something. So he.
So what are we worried about here? These sissies in the NFL are worried about some guy who's a gay.
No.
What's the big deal?
There's nobody's saying anything derogatory about it. Okay, fine, great. Come on, bring it. Let's go. He's a good player. Let's, you know.
So then where's the issue? Is it the news media trying to make an issue out of something that isn't an issue?
Well, I mean, every time you have a first of something, everybody's going to make a big deal out of it.
Grow up.
Well, it's also because there are a lot of kids who get bullied because they're gay and they don't and it because it's still seen by so many as a defect as something that there's something wrong with them.
There's something wrong with people who think it's a defect.
Right.
That's really where the bottom line. You know what I was thinking when I was a kid. This kid's age. There was the old Charles Atlas thing. Anybody remember who Charles Atlas is?
World on his shoulders.
No. No, that was Atlas, not Charles Atlas.
Oh, okay.
Charles
Atlas.
Kicked
sand in his face.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Charles Atlas was a bodybuilder. When he was in high school, he was a 90-pound weakling, or at least so the story goes. So he decided he'd had enough of people bullying him, making fun of him, and literally kicking sand in his face. Plus, he wasn't getting any girls. So he decided he would become a big, strong bodybuilder. And he built up his muscles, and he became he was the cover boy for bodybuilding when it was really first getting to be exciting in America. So no more having sand kicked in his face. And so that's kind of you look at a guy like that. Any men who pay as much attention to their bodies as many of the bodybuilders do, it turns out that some of them are gay. I don't know what comes first, the chicken or the egg there, but I don't see these guys all worried about that sort of thing. And I don't see people who have any common sense worried about it at all. But I think you're right, Kenny. There are those who are so afraid of people who are different that they'll do almost anything to cover up their own inequities, their own insecurities. So you make fun of somebody else instead of looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, okay, what can I do to improve me? What can I do to make me be better at whatever it is, or when I think about myself? Because people invariably who make fun of somebody else, who focus on bullying or pushing other people around, are insecure themselves in a big time way. That's the only reason people take advantage, or they attempt to take advantage of others, find weaknesses, because they are so insecure themselves. And you know what? You need to work on yourself first. Anybody who's a big enough boob to make fun of somebody, whether it's Michael Sam or whoever else it may be that's different for whatever the reason, and boob is about the strongest word I can use without getting into trouble here, but you really are. I'm not going to go down that same street.
Yeah,
but you understand what I'm saying. So I just don't even begin to understand. And it annoys me. You can tell it annoys me when these things come to the surface, when there is a focus on something like this that is just, you know, it's like wallpaper. Put it up and leave it alone. Let the guy, I hope he becomes a very successful football player, even though I don't like football. Maybe there's something else he can play better. But to focus this much attention, as has been done, even at the height of the Olympics, when that's the big sports story, this attention being paid to this? Ah, what?
Are you done yet?
You
a little toot.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that, Richie.
Feel
all right. It's Valentine's Day. You knew that, right?
I did.
Richie, we've decided that you're not going to be my Valentine. I already have. I have the most wonderful Valentine 2 years in a row. But this year it's much better than it was last year for lots of different reasons that I'm not going to go into. It's just kind of a neat Valentine's Day. I hope that you have. I just went outside with Charlotte for a few minutes. Because here in California, where Kenny and I are, it's still dark. And the moon is monstrous. And there's something about the full moon on Valentine's Day that has some kind of, and it's in, moon is in Leo. So it's going to have, Leo is a very, active romantic sign. I know that from personal experience. And so Valentine's Day for everybody ought to be great this year. I'm looking back at Valentine's Day. This, by the way, goes back to the 3rd century. Do you know that? Valentine's Day goes back to the 3rd century. The conservative right, thought that there ought to be something else to do on this date other than observe the ancient pagan holiday of Lupercalia. That's what went on.
Sounds like a disease.
I know it does, but that's some of the earlier names, Richie, in Roman. This is a Roman fertility festival. Lupercalia was the Roman fertility festival. So instead of reveling and sacrificing goats and that sort of thing, it was determined that two Christian martyrs ought to be celebrated. Both were named Valentine. One of the saints was a priest. The other person was a doctor. They were beaten and beheaded while in Rome in the year 269.
Way to be celebrated.
Yeah,
say again. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Well, they were Romans and the Christians. This is just the beginning of Christianity, and the pagans didn't like them, so they killed as many of them as they could. Sounds very interesting, isn't it? When you get right down to it, the Christians were killing all the pagans when Christianity was thought to be in vogue in the 13th, 14th. Well, I mean, that's the Crusades. Were what, the 10th, 11th century? Kenny, what is it? The Crusades were in the 11th
century. Somewhere around there, yeah.
Weren't they? Yeah,
yeah, somewhere
right
around there.
So the King Richard, the Lionheart, and all of that stuff, speaking or in helping the Pope and the Catholicism was going to prevail. They did the same thing. It was just in reverse. They killed all the pagans. The pagans were killing the Christians, and then four people became Christians. Let's kill all the pagans! So that was how Valentine's Day started, folks. In case you didn't know that, not exactly what's going on now.
You know, it's we've talked about this before where we go in depth on the fairy tales.
Uh-huh.
And try to see the original reality. Meaning of these fairy tales. Man, it's dark and scary stuff from these stories from, the,
really
from that time.
Is, of the, when it comes era. To that, right, go back to that era. It's really very interesting to see what we know, Richie, or what we don't know. And so that's the story with that's the real story about not trying to throw cold water because I know a lot of you have a great romantic weekend. Mine was last weekend because there are other things going on this weekend.
And now it's a $7 Hallmark card and a yep. $12 box of candy. And
yep, that's it.
A $200 dinner and
the box of candy that came to me was worth more than $7, I think.
Yeah,
really good. Those chocolate covered strawberries. Have you had those?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, these are I'm having for breakfast today.
that explains why you're a little jumpy this morning.
Listen, I'm fine. I'm doing fine, thank you. 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Art Kenny. What's happening there on our social media?
Well, we've been posting our daily, almost daily, gratitude posts, and a couple people have started to join in. Robin says, starting today, this was a couple days ago, actually, and for the rest of the year, I'm going to make a daily gratitude post. Today's, I'm grateful for the amazing friends that have supported me this past month and who have helped me learn to live again. I want to say thank you to the Doug Steffen Show for being really awesome and giving me this great idea to help improve my life.
Well, I'm happy to be able to do that. Thank you. What do we know what's been going on in her life?
She didn't elaborate on
well,
that.
Well, good luck to her. Anyway, whatever is going on. All right, Kenny, what else have you got posted there?
And Floyd says, I am grateful my wife, Vicky, makes bread for my lunches.
I like that.
You know what? Just stopping to think about it for a second. You heard, I didn't say anything because I'm thinking, okay, how great is it and how great might the smell be? The, I don't know, odor, smell, fragrance, I don't know which word is appropriate. There's nothing. Have you ever baked bread? Those of you who have great imaginations or remember this back from when you were kids, maybe, or maybe you do it now, there is something about walking into a home or a bakery where bread and or pies, that kind of stuff, there is a uniqueness to what you, I can just, I'm now, my mind has gone into that we walked into a bakery not long ago, and I'm just thinking about what
smell
a wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah,
I used to
you
work.
Can smell it now.
I used to work somewhere where the right behind yeah. our offices was the building was the bakery for one of the major grocery store chains here, the Giant,
uh-huh.
and the smell was so amazing. It was just every single day. You're like, wow. And I think I gained 10 pounds while I worked there.
Did you really?
Yeah, so good.
It is good. 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 All right, what else, Kenny? You got one more good one? That one really did us. That one did as well.
Yeah, this is a nice one from Jay. He says, I'm grateful for good neighbors. It snowed at least 12 inches last night, and I see him out there on a Fram tractor now scraping the road where everyone can get out. I just moved here. I think he meant farm tractor.
A farm tractor, but, I'm going to say, yeah.
But right. He spelled it Fram.
Yeah.
I just moved here the other day. I don't know him, but there's nothing like living in the farmlands of Virginia. Mm-hmm. So thanks to whoever you are.
You know, the farmer is a very interesting thing. I remember as a kid, when I'm talking about 3-4 years of age, when my father became friends with a farmer across the street named Dan Phillips, and I now, my farm, part of my farm anyway, is on that land. And I remember him coming across the first winter and plowing out the driveway with his little Ferguson 30 tractor and how we didn't know each other. We just moved in when I was very small. And it so typified what the rest of our lives there were about and kind of still is. at least my philosophy is to help out as many people. And we do this. I know the guys on the farm were telling me how they dug people out of ditches this last week. People going off the road. You just, you know.
My neighbor's got a snowblower. There's like three or four people on the street that have a snowblower. And they'll they'll go around, you know, and like he just says, oh, here's a snowblower. So I'm using a snowblower. And then we'll go over to another neighbor's house where these two ladies live. And we'll do their driveway.
As well we should. That's the best of America. That sort of thing. The best of America. Thank you for your comments. Please continue to post every day what you're grateful for, facebook.com/Good Day Show, or on your own so we can share it with you. 14 before the hour, television report up next year on Good Day.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Hey, girl, I missed you so much. Give me a yuck.
Ooh, Max, your breath.
Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Nylabone, the all-natural dental treat that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. That's because Nutrident Complete's unique 360-degree scrubbing nubs fight built-up plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Nylabone Nutrident and Nutrident Complete. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Available at PetSmart. To learn more about Nutrident and save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com. Nylabone.com.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Single this Valentine's Day? 1 in 10 Americans turn to online dating sites to find love. But finding your perfect match in a sea of profiles can be tricky. Dating and relationship expert Andrea Sirtash has foolproof tips for finding love online this Valentine's Day.
With more than 40 million Americans meeting online, there are many things you can do to increase your chances of making a love connection. Before you meet in person, confirm there's chemistry on Skype with a pre-date video call. For your date, find an activity you both want to try. Even if you're not a match, you'll still have fun. Once you do find your mate, keep the spark alive. Send a flirty Skype video message to build anticipation for your next rendezvous.
Whether single or attached, get connected from wherever you are on Valentine's Day and every day for as little as $10 with a Skype e-gift card. Visit shop.skype.com for details.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth. Cold Snap is light and refreshing.
So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow. It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Right. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take responsibly.
All right, a couple of quick television notes here. Ellen announced that her talk show is going to go live on Monday after the Academy Awards. She's hosting the Oscars. That means, as she said, when you see me at the Oscars on Sunday, you're going to wonder what she was thinking when she did whatever she did. What does Meryl Streep smell like, really?
A lot of talk about Ellen in the rags yesterday, saying that her and Portia de Rossi are going through an ugly split.
Right, I heard that too. Exactly. Yeah. Paula Deen is staging a comeback. She has been offered a $75 million deal.
Wow.
Somebody's going to sort of help her reinvent herself and reinvent her restaurants, cookbooks, cookware, cruises, that kind of stuff. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Time each week is given to travel, and we bring in the expertise of Tom Parsons, who runs bestfares.com, to find out what the perks are, what the ways are you can save money harder and harder all the time now. Maybe we'll find out about some good cruises as well. Plus, military families can get into the national parks for free. Tom is going to tell you about that. He's been blogging about that. So, better living through travel, coming up here on Good Day.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Get ready for spring with your free gift of Lancôme's top sellers exclusively at Macy's. Choose your favorites in skincare and makeup along with a cosmetics bag. All valued at $112 with any $35 minimum Lancôme purchase. Spend $70 or more and receive additional top sellers in eyeshadow shades, Bifacial Makeup Remover, and your choice of eye cream. Qualify with Genifique Youth Activating Serum, your first step day and night for radiant skin. Visit your Lancôme counter today for your free spring gift. Only at Macy's.
All right, Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. First of all, let's talk about Atlanta and Charlotte, two hubs. Charlotte, hub for U.S. Air, American now. Atlanta is certainly a big hub for Delta. The fact that they were closed down and all of the, I saw a number of like 4,500 flights were canceled this week. How the heck do the airlines recover? And more importantly, how do travelers get themselves out of where they're going without losing their shirt?
Actually, since January, there's been
over 75,000.
75,000 canceled flights in the last month and a half.
And then if you just multiply that by two or three, that's how many delays there have also been.
Yeah.
So usually that's how the numbers roll. It's either double what that number is or maybe triple.
So, Tom, do they add new flights to make up for some of those, or did they just put people on existing flights?
They don't even have the planes or the pilots, so it's a hit or miss. And what's really bad about this weekend, it's a Valentine weekend, plus it's a three-day weekend holiday because of President's Day. A lot of planes are already pre-filled, and it could take some people. It's very uncommon to see Atlanta get hit as bad as it did.
Right.
Charlotte, it's a hit and miss. But this year we've had cities like Dallas and Houston, three big hubs. All of them have been gone.
So there are no new seats added when they lose those seats. So that's lost money.
Well, that's what I'm saying. When you have lost money like that, you're talking a whole bunch of millions of dollars where the airlines are going to say, well, how do we make this up? We had to cancel 75,000.
Well, they had to look at the cost of, that's what I said. I don't know. I think I said this as we get started. The bargains have gone. They might promote $169 seats, but there are 10 of them, and that's it.
Now, I will say this. Florida is still one of the hot destinations, and even Southern California has been in the 80s, okay? And,
yeah, but look what it costs to get here from the East Coast now. It's ridiculous. You can't find a seat for less than $400 if you're going in a week. Right. I challenge you to find a seat that's less than $400.
No. Well, you need about 14 to 21 days.
Well, but so people don't have that. And that used to not be that way. That's part of how they're raking it in.
Yeah, well, I don't see any air. Well, even with all this bad weather, I don't see the airlines losing money this year.
No.
But you've got too many fees, cancellation fees, and all kinds of stuff. And they just remember this. If you were like this week and you said, Fooey, I just don't want to get in this mess. And they cancel your flight, then you're entitled to 100% of your cash back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Don't take the vouchers. Don't take, you got to rebook it by this time. If they actually cancel your flight, then you can do a one-time change too if you want. But if you're on your way back home, you better stay with that airline. The second problem is try to call an airline when you have a mess like this.
Yeah, you find anybody to talk to. One of the Tom's best information for you today is get your money back. Don't get a voucher. Don't let them talk you into. They have to give you your money back, all of it, if they've canceled the flight or there's a weather problem. BestFares.com, great way for you to figure ways.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.